B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, good morning. It's 5:43. And not a bad day. High near 40. So this is a good week.
Yeah, it's Thursday already.
It is Thursday already. Let that sink in.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Nice. 40 today. Tomorrow, 40 again. Pretty good. Right now, we are at 28 degrees. Your 80s artist of the day, before I forget, is Prince.
Oh, good.
Did he ever come back from being formerly known as Prince?
Oh, that.
I don't think he's coming back. No.
Maybe. Yeah. But you know what? I understand that.
Remember he was a symbol?
Yeah, I understand that more now.
Why?
Because he was fighting against the man, the industry.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, and it makes sense.
Ah, okay. Do you? It doesn't make sense to me. What is that massive bottle of water that you've got? You got a jug.
I have a jug. It weighs as much as like a 6-month-old.
What's going on with that?
I am trying to drink more water.
That's a you've got a gallon jug, yep. But it's like it's
and it has like 7 a.m. ready to go.
Yeah,
and
it's got these marks on it. So
9 a.m.
You can barely lift it.
Go for it. 11 a.m. Believe in yourself. 1 p.m. Shoot for the success. This is so funny because this is just about drinking water. Like you would think that I was going for a marathon, but I need this sort of encouragement to drink water.
Yeah.
Like, don't give up. Almost there. You made it.
Is it a gallon?
It's a gallon.
Now, you made it. Now go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You are going to go a lot today. Okay. You're going to drink that whole gallon during the show or during
No, I have all day to drink it.
Okay, that's good.
But I bring it with me.
That's good.
And I'm also getting a workout.
You are getting a workout. I think it's massive. You should put that on our Facebook page. People need to see this. It's too cute.
Okay.
At the ROR Morning Show. Okay, 5:45. Coming up, 8 o'clock. Like I said, it's Prince. He's your 80s artist of the day. He's worth $500 on the even hours of 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock. Plus, once you text the keyword we give you, you'll get a bounce back on how to win $10,000.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Right?
Almost as exciting as drinking 64 ounces of water.
It's close. You'll be able to buy a few of those things. All right. It's Prince today. It's the ROR Morning Show. Let's go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Everyone's temperatures may vary throughout the day. Well, we know that now because you need to take it. So it's important you screen for fever in the morning and fever in the evening.
Oh, God.
Remember that, don't you?
Yeah, I remember that.
Fever is the sign of COVID-19. So
you're actually making a fever as a sign of COVID-19 awkward.
Fever in the morning. Hey, so stay safe with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. I'm adding some spin on
Yeah,
that.
You are.
Come on.
You. Look at you.
Put my old stank on that, as they say.
You sure did.
There you go, boy. All right. Let's see if they're listening. All right.
Oh, my God.
What's cool,
I can't take
LBF.
You anywhere. Okay, so if you are married and your husband is slacking when it comes to the kids.
Slacking or lacking?
Slacking.
Slacking, okay.
When it comes to the kids, you can say to him, literally, a monkey can do this.
Literally, a monkey can do this.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. That didn't hurt.
I've got hockey's back, and I've got something cool the Bruins are doing this season.
Okay. The hockey's back.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Really?
I mean, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to watch. I am Netflixed out. I want some hockey and some basketball. That's fun. Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Got it. So I'm going to tell you Oscar's hiring again.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you cool. Like Oscar? Oscar's hiring.
Sure.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So Denver Zoo, sad. The death of the family's matriarch last month. An orangutan, a Sumatran orangutan. She died unexpectedly at the age of 32. Nice. Nias has two daughters, Hestie, who's 10, and Sarah, who's 2.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah's father, Bronny, stepped up to the plate and started to take care of her.
Wow.
Quote, in the wild, orangutan males are not involved with their offspring. Mm. But to see Barani step up as Mr. Mom is an extremely rare situation, and Sarah couldn't have asked for a better dad. He's attentive, protective, seeing to all her needs. He'll carry her, comfort her, and even snuggles her when she sleps. Isn't that the sweetest thing?
Does he pick her bugs out of her?
Probably.
You know, they do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. Comb
like,
through.
Geez, that's love. That is love. I'm picking you bugs out of your face. And nothing says it.
They eat them, don't they?
Do they eat them after they
pick? Tasty snack.
Yeah.
Bugs are good for you. I just read that.
They're protein.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, very good, Brianni. Well,
that had it all.
It really did.
Okay. Hey, the Bruins tip off tonight in New Jersey, and something to be on the lookout for. All season, they announced this yesterday, the Bruins will be wearing a commemorative TR-24 emblem on their helmets to honor Travis Roy, who, you know, passed away last October, and that's just a great gesture.
Was
and
that his number? That, is that right?
Yeah. Number 24 for BU, and the Bruins and Boston University are going to be selling TR-24 apparel with all proceeds benefiting the Travis Roy Foundation.
Oh, that's great.
To continue his legacy.
I like it. That's
really
good.
Great.
They play tonight?
Yeah, tonight down in New Jersey.
Beautiful. Okay, guess what?
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
Yes.
And I can
Because
if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Oscar's hiring. Yes, they're hiring wiener mobile drivers. Here's what you'll do. You'll spend the year driving around in a 27-foot-long wienermobile. You're going to go to 200 different events and serving as a brand ambassador for Oscar.
Fun!
Yes.
Nice. If you're,
Do you need any experience driving any other foods?
Now, they're looking for people with a degree or experience in marketing or communications who are outgoing, friendly, and, of course, have a valid driver's license. Looks like something about maybe about $30,000 a year. How about that? It's not bad.
I saw the Wienermobile.
If you're interested.
Randomly.
Yeah. It's fun, right?
Yeah,
fun.
I bumped into it. Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Just walking down the street.
Look
it was at
that.
A gas station.
And
like,
handing out wieners. If you're interested in applying, go to the Kraft Heinz website. The deadline's the 31st of this month, so if you know any people who've marketed, you know, young grads with a degree.
He's big into wieners.
And who like
right.
No?
Hey, I love a hot dog.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, don't forget, Prince is your 80s artist of the day today. So Prince plays first time, 8 o'clock. If you're lucky and, you know, hey, and you have a lucky thumb when you text us, you could win $500.
A lucky thumb.
Yeah, you just got to, because all it takes is a little thumb.
Okay.
Boom. Because you're going to text in a keyword we give you, have a shot, $500. LBF, you've got a huge bottle of water that you brought in today. The thing is massive.
Yep.
I looked over while we were, you know, getting ready for the show, and I didn't know what the heck you were hoisting over there.
It's hoisting.
But you put a picture of it on our Facebook page. It's just like water bottle, right? With a straw and a sippy top that holds a gallon of water. Is that your goal this year, to drink more water?
Yes. And the thing is that the bottle of water actually states the goals and gives you a little boost. So written on the
Where
bottle.
Where are you right now?
7 a.m. ready to go. I'm at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And then it says, go for it.
Go for it.
And 11, it says,
believe
in yourself. And 1 p.m., shoot for success. And 3 p.m., don't give up. And 5 p.m., almost there. And 7 p.m., you made it.
All right.
So this is just
put a picture of it up on our Facebook.
This is just for drinking water, and I feel so good about myself.
It looks like it should be upside down on a water dispenser. It's so
big. That's
why it
looks massive.
Yes, it does.
Have you gone to the bathroom yet? Have you broken the seal?
Okay.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I know what they say, Bob.
No?
No, I have not, actually.
Well, you're good.
I've a bladder of champions.
Okay. Because what you're doing now is a micro goal. Mm-hmm. You know what a micro goal is?
Yeah, it's the bare minimum.
It's the bare minimum. So people are saying, screw it. I'm not running a marathon.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to lose 50 pounds. I'm doing micro goals. Here are some micro goals, the bare minimum that you should be able to do. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Get outside more.
Okay.
Just get outside more. Yeah.
Leave the house with pants on.
Yes. Take a vitamin.
I've been doing that.
Yeah.
Vitamin D, check.
Drink more water.
Done. Yeah.
Eat more nutritious food for lunch.
Not really.
Okay. Eat less takeout.
Yeah, I do eat less takeout. I cook all the time now.
And don't even try to lose weight. Just maintain your weight.
Exactly.
Is that so hard?
Kind of.
Just maintain.
Yeah, yeah. See?
You ought to be able to do that. There you go. Micro goals. Coming up, dirty laundry. What do you got?
Okay. Well, you'll never guess who gave his wife a bikini wax in quarantine and how it went. I'm sorry. I'm just reporting the news.
Wow.
I'm just reporting
it. You can do that?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You can do... Sorry.
Bob is shook.
I'm shook, yeah.
I mean, you have a home waxing kit?
Yeah, Bob.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's get on fun. It.
micro goal number 9.
Oh, my God. You are a sicko.
All right, Brian, go for
check
it.
Check it right, Brian.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Before I get to the bikini wax in quarantine situation, who gave what to whom, I ask you this.
Yeah.
Is it a compliment?
Oh, don't do this.
Oh, yeah, I'm just quick. Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to ask.
Oh, good Lord.
So, Bob Bronson just looked at a picture of me on Facebook.
Can't hear her. Something wrong with her mic.
Oh, my God. Listen, here's the question. Looks at a photo of me and says, because Brian took it, and turns to Brian and says, this is a great picture of LBF. What filter did you use?
Well, now wait.
What?
Why is that?
I got to get that filter. What the heck? That is not a compliment.
All right, look.
Look.
Go to Facebook, the ROR Morning Show. And look at this picture.
You look Instagram
stunning.
As well.
Yeah. Instagram. Stunning.
But the follow-up is, what filter did you use? She couldn't possibly look like that for real.
You're putting words
I'm not.
I think he was just talking about the composition.
It looks great.
Okay. Of the photo.
Well, go look at the picture.
All right.
And, I see you. It's like eggshells. Why don't I just learn to walk on eggshells?
Why don't you? All right. All right. So we're going to tell you about the bikini wax. But before we get to that, can we talk a little bit about this crazy story with Armie Hammer? Now, Armie Hammer is a devastatingly handsome man. He played the Winklevoss brothers. He's so good looking that they made him a twin.
Filter.
It's a social network. Yeah,
it's
no one ever says, what filter did you use to this guy? Okay.
Really
he's in Call Me By Your Name, which was an Academy Award winning. Anyway, he was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He is getting a divorce. A girl who he's been seeing and sharing information via Instagram with decided to narc on him and say that he is a sick ticket and that he says that he's a cannibal. And that he is into really sick stuff.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy. I can't say the stuff because I know people are listening in it. But you can go to the WROR later and look for the Dirty Laundry Podcast, and I'll give you all the details there. But it's gotten so bad, he had to actually address it. He said that he is, the allegations are vicious and spurious online attacks. I like that word. Did I say it right?
Yes.
And
isn't it
he dropped out spurious. Of a movie with J-Lo. Spurious?
Spurious.
Spurious. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I got to look it up.
Yeah.
But it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad stuff. He once said in an interview that if he could have dinner with anybody, it would be the Marquis de Sade. Mm. And the Marquis de Sade was such a sick ticket that he is the source of the word sadist. So I'll leave
Marquis
you with that.
Marquis de Sade.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So let's get to the bikini wax, shall we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who gave his wife a bikini wax during quarantine? Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of anyway.
Kevin Bacon did a bikini wax.
Yes,
on
Kira Sedgwick.
Wow.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, boy.
Yep. She said she just needed a bikini line wax, and she said part of me was like, "How hard could it be?" You know, whenever you ever go into anything saying, "How hard could it be?" It's never going to end well. Ask Steve Carell. So anyway, she said, I'm not saying it was a disaster, but the fact that we did not have to go to the emergency room was just an absolute miracle, saying it was an agonizing experience.
Did she really need a bikini wax during the pandemic, though? I mean, let it go.
Maybe they're in a climate where you wear a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I would just not. I'd wear one with a skirt. Anyway, celebrities
are
weird.
Do the home version of the.
I don't think anybody should.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
No,
no. Just exactly.
All right.
Let that be a lesson.
Well, good.
To you.
That's a that. What a couple.
What a couple. I bet couple, you he doesn't say, "Hey, Kira, great picture of you. What filter did you use?"
Well, you don't know that.
I do know it. I do know it.
Dan, save me, Dan.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, LB.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, LB. I took a trip with you, LB, in your laundry room, and we didn't have a filter on that camera, and you look beautiful there.
Excuse
me? Wait a minute. What?
What?
In my
you took
laundry
a picture
room.
Of her in your laundry room.
I think he was doing my floors.
The hardwood floor guy.
Yep.
Oh, Dan,
yeah,
the
hardwood floor guy.
I need
in,
a hardwood
in the laundry
floor
room.
Guy.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
He there, remember?
See? Mm. He said, and you looked beautiful, and then that was it. It not a
There's
what
no
filter.
Filter
thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Man. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he's going to get himself in trouble.
No, I need a floor guy. The dogs have scratched my hardwoods.
Oh, okay.
Anything I can do about that?
LB has the number.
All right. Okay. Just bring a good camera.
With a good filter.
I want that filter. Yeah, that filter. Well, there you go. You feel better?
Not really.
We cool? We cool?
We good?
We good?
We good? We'll see.
Right. It's an amazing picture. You should look at it.
It just defies all logic.
You never look so good.
Jeez.
Yeah. Check it out. You'll see what I'm saying.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
There's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. Morning Court. We got Brad on the phone. So let me ask you guys this before we get Brad. Just curiosity. What's the most money you have ever found anywhere, like in public? Look down on the street, and there it was on the sidewalk.
I found a 20 in an ATM once.
Found a 20 in an ATM?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's good. Felt good, right?
Well, yes
well,
and because no.
Somebody left it there. You knew
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Brian, what's the most you've ever found?
Probably about $20.
$20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing big.
I found 40, but there were two 20s in a hot tub. On my anniversary.
In a hot tub?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, we were on a vacation, and the bills kept floating up.
Who was paying
It's
somebody?
Better than finding singles in a hot tub.
That's true. Okay.
No, they were 20s. They paid for our drinks, so that was fun. Anyway, we got Brad on the phone.
Okay.
He just found a 50 somewhere. Hey. And I guess it's... taking a toll on his marriage here.
Was he in a hot tub without his wife?
I don't know. Let's find out. All right, here we go. All right, Brad, welcome to Morning Court.
Oh, hey, guys. Long-time listener. What's up? I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad. So, hey, you found $50. Congratulations. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks. It was a couple of days before Christmas. So I was grocery shopping, and I come out, walking to my car, and who do I see? Mr. Ulysses Grant looking up at me.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know, I looked down, pick it up, and sure enough, it was a real $50 bill.
Sweet.
I'm looking around the parking lot. Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. Like, I think I found like 10 bucks once, like a long time ago. It was crazy.
Right. Where were you? Coming out of a grocery store?
Yeah, I was just grocery shopping.
You can't say which
food
one.
For Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But we don't want people going there looking for 50s, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right, exactly.
So what's the situation? What happened?
So I called my wife, you know, because I'm trying to do the right thing, especially around Christmas. Well, I do the right thing all year, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, well, you should go into the store and, you know, check customer service, see if anybody lost some money. So, all right, cool. So I did that, you know, looking around. Basically, nobody had reported losing money, nothing, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, at Christmas dinner, I told my wife and her parents, I told everybody about what happened, and they all of a sudden are getting on me and talking about how I should have donated it or left it at the store. And so now suddenly I'm like the family cheapskate because I kept the 50 bucks.
Jeez. Okay.
Wow.
You know, it is Christmas.
Couldn't it just be a Christmas miracle?
I know.
Leave it alone.
So now you're the family cheapskate for 50 bucks, and you're asking us if you're the cheapskate.
Yeah, what could he have done different? I have a couple of ideas.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I'm going to hold my fire.
Hold your fire, because the listeners will chime in at 888-410-1057. Brad, look, I think at least he tried. Let's give credit where credit's due. He walked in, right? You went
but
to the customer
service.
Well, you went to customer service, right?
I'm just throwing it out there.
We can't just walk around the store. Hey, you'll lose, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes, I agree with that.
Brad, let me ask you this, and be honest. And the answer is yes. Brad, could you use 50 bucks? I mean, or is it like, would that be not a big deal for you?
Oh, I mean, I was thrilled. Yeah, I could use 50 bucks.
Okay. I mean, okay, so that's it.
Well, why couldn't it be my Christmas miracle? Why is it going to be somebody else's Christmas miracle?
All right, so...
when other people have to get the Christmas miracles.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Brad, stay tuned. You're going to find out if you're a cheapskate or not, okay? So our listeners will chime in, and they will weigh in, and let us know how you feel about that after, okay? Thanks, Brad. We appreciate you checking in. Happy New Year.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks. All right, so his wife's more upset that he should have tried harder. But what's he supposed to do? Walk around the store? Hey, anybody lose money? Tell me what it was. It just, he tried and he took it home. 50 bucks.
Yeah.
Found money.
I don't know. I just don't think he tried hard
okay,
enough.
That's like, your take on it.
Did anybody lose $50?
Nobody raised their hand, Mom. All right, 888-410-1057. Brad's getting a little grief at home. Let's see what you think. Should he be... whatever. Guilty as charged? Or is it just, hey, he found 50. Good for him. 888-410-1057. He'll be listening for your advice, so let's hear it. Morning court today. So, Brad found 50 bucks walking out of a grocery store, I guess over the holidays, and he tried to go to a customer service to see if anybody lost it, but there was nobody there. And he said, that's it. It's a sign.
I tried.
It's a sign.
Okay.
I tried. Now his wife said, you should have tried harder. You should have just left it.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Ray, what do you think about Brad's case here?
I was just thinking I would take him at Christmas dinner there. I'd look around at everybody that was razzing on me and pick up the Christmas roast and say, well, this looked like it cost 50 bucks. I'm going to go donate it to the homeless shelter.
Right.
And see what they had to say.
So,
you're fine.
And I would have donated it. I would not have changed my mind. I would have donated it.
Yes.
But how about the 50, though? Let's go back to that.
Well, he already spent it.
No, would you have kept it, I'm saying? And should he have kept it or tried to find the rightful
owner? Well, if you can afford to drop $50 on the ground, you don't need it.
Ray's being honest.
I know. I'm
a little bit tighter with my money than that. I don't drop money.
Yeah, you're hanging
you don't
on
drop
to
money. That's good.
Good. No, don't follow behind Ray. Ray, you're not going to pick anything.
I'm not going to get anything. Too bad.
Thanks, Ray. See ya. Well, listen, he's being honest, man.
I think if I found the 50 bucks, I would have donated it.
you would have,
if I couldn't find the rightful owner.
You wouldn't have felt good about
it. Not at all. It would have been tainted money.
Brad doesn't feel that way.
No, a lot of people don't feel that way. I do. I feel like it's cursed.
Okay.
You need to pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Pay it back. Either way. 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, there's a fine line between what you should do and what you would do. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's find out. Hey, wait a minute. I would have at least, you know, tried harder to find someone at customer service.
Oh, okay.
Would have parked myself right there.
I can see your face finding that 50.
Hello. All right, in case you missed it, Brad found 50 bucks over the holidays. And I guess it became a source of disagreement with his wife, who thought he should have gone to customer service or donated it. But it was tainted money, that 50 bucks. But Brad didn't think so. He enjoyed it. He thought it was his Christmas miracle come true.
Yeah, someone else's complete Christmas tragedy.
Right. I lost 50 bucks.
I know.
At the grocery store. All right, so let's see. We'll take some calls. David, what do you say?
Yeah. No, I wasn't sure about Brad's situation, but I was telling Brian, I think, that my wife and I, another couple, we were going on our first cruise. So we're at Logan Airport waiting in the area for our boarding a plane, and I look over and about, I have a pretty good eye, so about 50 yards away, I see this. I go, oh, that looks like money. So I jump out of my seat, I run over, and it was a $100 bill on the floor. Mm-hmm. People walking by, and it was just sitting there. So I grabbed it, and I ran back. I go, hey, guys, I found a $100 bill. You believe this?
Yeah.
I said, drinks are on me on the cruise, first round.
And that was it. You didn't try it. So, Brad, you feel the same way about Brad, or you'd be a hypocrite?
Yeah, I guess I would be.
Yep.
What if they had the unlimited drink plan?
Yeah.
Well, that, but, you know, Laura, you're in the airport. You know, there's hundreds of people. You're going to around and say, I found $100. How many people do you think are going to say,
exactly,
that's mine?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Teresa, what do you think?
You don't see someone walking away from the money.
Yeah.
And, you know, Christmas miracle.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right. You know what, you've got to be more careful.
I
mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel bad You don't feel that he should feel bad.
No, he shouldn't feel bad at all. I think his family kind of beat the hell out of him on that one.
Right.
50 bucks.
I found a tennis bracelet at a concert one time.
Yeah.
Beautiful tennis bracelet. And I went to the customer service desk. And you know how people are at concerts. They're a little loosey-goosey and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I kept the damn bracelet.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah, that might be worse. That's a pretty bad one.
Thank you. Just saying.
No. Okay.
No, didn't make it to Lost
and
Found.
Yeah, no.
Huh?
Wow. Okay.
All right, Teresa.
You guys,
bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Nancy. How are you? Good morning.
Good, Nancy. What's your take on Brad?
What I would go into customer service, and I would not tell him how much it was, but I would tell him I found money. I would give him my phone number, and if anybody comes looking for a specific amount, give him my phone number, have him call me. I would meet that person, and I would hand him the $50.
I think that's
myself.
The best way.
Well,
he
tried to go to customer service, but there was nobody there.
Who,
so what's his...
It's impossible for nobody to be at customer service.
They would eventually show up. That's what I'm saying.
Just to wait.
You wait around
just
2 seconds.
To come.
Yeah.
And if you were to do that,
somebody would show up.
See, I would say if he does that, and he should, give him a deadline, right? By the end of today.
Yeah.
Don't come in a week from now and go,
if I lost $50 at a supermarket or in a parking lot, I would go directly to customer service and say, listen, I lost money. If anybody, turns it in, please give me a call.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's the right thing to do.
There you go, Nancy. Thank you.
I like it. Thanks, Nancy. Okay.
Yeah, and they got 5 minutes to come get it. How about that?
Wow.
You know, I wonder if his wife would have complained if he went and took that 50 bucks, bought her something nice for Christmas.
Yeah, some nice Jean Nate would be good.
Yeah.
Right?
Jean Nate. I can't believe you've been married for this long.
Here you go, honey.
Oh, here's yours, hon.
Just popped out of Rite Aid. And,
oh, my God.
All right. Dirty laundry. Put some Jean Nate on it.
Yeah, you know what you can get? Wax. Bikini wax.
Oh, good.
Why it's a bad idea to attempt a home bikini wax during quarantine. Attempted. Celebrity tells
attempted
all.
Attempted home waxing. All right, that's coming up in 10.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Why giving someone a bikini wax while in quarantine is not the best idea? A cautionary tale from a celebrity. I also have the update on that sick ticket Army Hammer, Lone Ranger. It's a really weird story. But first, Betty White. She's going to celebrate her 99th birthday on Sunday. I don't, like, I'm knocking on wood here because at this point, you're just every day.
She's, yeah. Very lucid.
She is very lucid. Right? She actually, people are like, why are you so positive? And yeah. She said she's, I don't like the side. The positive side is a lot more fun. And she said, plus, I'm blessed with good health. So turning 99 is no different than turning 98. But it's way different than turning 21. Mm-hmm. She didn't say that. I did. The key to a long and happy life in the end is a sense of humor. Don't take yourself too seriously. You can lie to others. Not that I would, but you cannot lie to yourself. Ooh. So let that be a lesson
deep.
To you.
Mm.
I lie to myself constantly.
No, you don't.
Come on. Let's be honest for once. Okay. All right. Army Hammer, the Lone Ranger, also in the Social Network. Devastatingly handsome, heir to the Army Arm and Hammer fortune. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Oh,
yeah.
He apparently is one sick dude because
I did not know
he's
that.
Getting a divorce. He's been married for 10 years, has two kids.
Who is his wife?
His some beautiful woman, you know, okay. Your basic beautiful model, and Elizabeth Chambers. She has a name. Sorry,
Elizabeth
about that.
Chambers. Okay,
yes.
Let's take a look at that.
So, oh my god,
what I want to see.
I just
that.
Know you, so it's so bad.
What?
So anyway, he
to put a face with the name.
Yes. He's been. He's, yes. Apparently, while he was married, he was. Fooling around with some women, but
she
it wasn't
is
fooling.
Very attractive.
I know
woman.
She is,
and that he blew it.
Well, it doesn't matter how attractive you are; men can be dogs no matter what. But he is a really bad dog because, according
He's
to the woman,
dog.
He was down bad dog. He was in a relationship with many women, and he was in a kind of a BDSM relationship. He would. Text them over Instagram. When you're Army Hammer, why wouldn't you get a burner? I don't understand. Like, the regular Joe on the street gets a burner when he's fooling around. But this guy's on Instagram. It makes no sense. And he's talking about, like, cannibalism and, like, I
love how you're giving, tips on it.
I'm just saying. If you're going to have an affair, don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
And do it on Instagram so this woman can take screenshots. And anyway, he's weird. He likes a lot of BDSM stuff. And he said that if he... In previous interviews, he said that if he could have dinner with anybody live or dead, it would be the Marquis de Sade. And the Marquis de Sade was like the grand poobah of sick tickets.
What does it say? For me, my guy would be, guess who would I would have dinner with?
If yourself, because you wouldn't have to share.
Well, he's
it would
dead.
Be,
he wouldn't eat much.
It would be a president.
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln.
It'd be Abe Lincoln.
God, he was quoted a lot yesterday. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess, would he be?
Who
I feel like
have?
He'd be disappointing. Like, he'd be real quiet.
No.
Who would
Great
I
stories.
Have?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think on that.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll think, and I'll let you
Brian,
know at the end of my report. What do you think?
Any dead people you'd like to have dinner with tonight?
No, I prefer live people.
Would you
dinner.
Prefer alive?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so he's dropped out of the movie he's doing with Jennifer Lopez, and he's laying low. Ugh. Anyway, finally, why you should not have a bikini wax given by your husband while you're in quarantine.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
That's why.
It happened to Kira Sedgwick, Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of a lot of things, said, you know what, I'll take care of it. And she said, I'm not saying it was a disaster, but the fact that we did not have to go to the emergency room was just an absolute miracle. And then also called it agonizing.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Dinner with.
Yeah, dinner. Okay, so you think about that.
Some things should be left to professionals.
How about Prince? Would you like to have dinner with Prince?
Which one?
The guy at 8 o'clock who's going to play for $500.
Well, that guy.
80s artist of the day. He'd be fascinating.
He'd probably pay for dinner.
Yeah, he probably would.
He'd pay for dinner. Well, he's got $500, 8 o'clock. He's your 80s artist of the day. Ponder that, LBF.
Okay.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Think about that. We'll be back with, like I said, coming up on 8-8. Have this number ready to text in, 45911. It's worth $500.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player from Peabody. It's Will. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
You have the will to win.
Oh, God.
I hope so.
The desire. Glad to hear it. Okay, Will, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm from Peabody. I currently work for the United States Postal Service.
Ah, you must have had one heck of a busy December. I mean, my God.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but we managed to get through it.
Well, good. I just got a Christmas card yesterday, so I know things
were starting. Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from some friends in Jersey.
Oh.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Will, you ready to win $1,000?
I sure could use it. I hope so.
Glad to hear it. All right, so LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right, you get $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it if there's time. Will, here we go.
What is 9 plus 8?
17.
Who's saying we didn't start the fire?
Billy Joel.
What name is given to animals that eat both plants and meat?
Yeah.
What's the capital of Indiana?
Indianapolis.
Where does the famous Running of the Bulls take place?
Texas.
Name a president other than Trump who was impeached.
Pass.
Peter Benchley wrote this bestseller that turned into a summer blockbuster.
Pass.
What is the top layer of the earth called?
Crust.
What does an autologist study?
Brain.
Which constitutional amendment gave Congress the power to levy tax on personal incomes?
Pass.
What name is given to animals that eat both plants and meat?
Omnivore.
Name a president other than Trump who was impeached.
Andrew Johnson.
Oh! Yeah, it was Johnson, wasn't it?
I think so.
Andrew Jacks.
Was it
No, it was Johnson.
Johnson?
Right?
It might have been Johnson.
Yeah. Johnson?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And Johnson and Bill
yeah.
Clinton.
Yeah, yep. Good. Very right. good. Yeah, Johnson was after.
Which Andrew was it?
So Johnson was after Lincoln.
Right.
Yes.
That guy.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good job,
Will.
Good
job. That's really good.
Oh.
All right, let's see where you messed up.
Well, you know.
For lack of a better term.
Okay,
where does the famous Running of the Bulls take place? Not Texas. Pamplona, which is in Spain.
Spain, yeah.
Let's see. Peter Benchley wrote the bestseller that turned into a summer blockbuster. That was Jaws. An autologist studies ears.
Autologist, yeah.
And which constitutional amendment gave Congress the power to levy tax on personal incomes? The 16th Amendment.
Ugh, the worst.
Ooh. The worst.
The worst. Number 6. Not so sweet, 16.
That's right,
Will, you did a pretty good job, buddy. Huh? Excuse me. Yeah. Will, hey, look, you didn't get $1,000, but you got a $100 gift card to Apex Entertainment, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks. Everything from video games, even some throwback games are there, plus miniature golf. You can do some racing. It's all fun at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Will, thank you for listening. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nice guy. Smart.
Yeah, smart.
Smart guy.
Are we going to mail that prize to him? Just kidding.
Yeah, you'll get it sometime this summer, Will. No, you'll get it ASAP from ApexEntertainment.com for more info. If you want to play Super Smart, go to WROR.com.
Yeah,
up.
We need players. And while you're there, you can play the multiple choice version of the game. And that's awful fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it shows you how you stack up.
Exactly.
All right, go for it. WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show.
Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, LBF, what's cool? What do you got?
You know what's missing from the world? Sea shanties.
Sea shanties. Wow. Like a good sea shanty.
Yeah, you know what? So does TikTok, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, coming up. Brian, what do you have?
All right, if you're tuning into the Bruins tonight, there's something cool they're doing you might notice.
Yeah, this is good. The hockey's back.
Yeah.
And if you know somebody, maybe freshly out of college, I think this is something for the college set. You're looking for a job. Maybe
J-O-B?
Marketing, yeah.
Okay.
OSCARMAYER is hiring.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, we're spelling.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. All right. This is the greatest TikTok trend. You know what's having a moment right now? Sea shanties.
Sea shanties.
Yeah, so what happened was this musician from Scotland, because they're weird, and I can say that. Yeah. My brother lives there. Mm-hmm. He posted a video of himself singing an 1800 sea shanty called Wellerman. And now people are like, that's fantastic. Why don't I do that? And now they've remixed a ton of songs into a sea shanty. Would you like to hear one?
Sure.
Okay. This sea shanty.
Can we guess what it is?
You want to guess what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Hey, now you're an all-star. Get your game on, go and play. Hey, now you're a rock star. Get your show on, go get paid.
Hey. That.
I love you can a put, sea shanty.
You can put that behind everything.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
I feel like I just want like a net and some lobster things and
a big warm sweater.
A big warm sweater.
Pipe.
A really yellow raincoat.
Yeah.
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 I'm in.
So that's becoming the rage. You're taking songs.
That song was All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Hey now.
Really?
You're an All-Star.
I like it.
Yep.
Yep.
I like
good.
A sea shanty.
So they're calling the songs a sea shanty?
Yeah.
Ah,
on TikTok.
In the style of a shanty.
Ah.
Yeah, good old shanty.
That's fun.
I like that kind of beer, right? Shanties are a beer, too.
It's a shandy.
Oh, yeah. Shandy.
Yeah. Okay.
Shandies and shanties.
Yeah.
Brian, what's cool?
All right, if you are tuning into the Bruins tonight, they're kicking off, dropping the puck down in New Jersey against the Devils. And you might notice on their helmets, they will have a commemorative TR-24 emblem. They're going to have these on their helmets for the entire season, and they're to honor Travis Roy and the Travis Roy Foundation. And we lost Travis back in October, and the Bruins got together with the Travis Roy Foundation and BU to honor his legacy, and they're actually, Bruins and BU are going to be selling TR-24 apparel with all the proceeds benefiting the Travis Roy Foundation. Try to keep his legacy going because it's an amazing story. He was an amazing guy, so that's great.
That's good. And the hockey's back. You excited, LBF?
Oh, I can't wait to see people fight and lose their teeth.
It's great.
If you can watch it, good luck, everybody.
Here it is.
Cord cutters are having a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Oscar Mayer is hiring.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
Well, would you like to drive the Oscar Wiener Mobile?
Coming in hot.
That would be fun.
Get it?
We're coming in hot. Oh, boy.
You loved it.
Yes, yes. Why didn't I think of that? All right. So they're hiring. Look, here's the deal. You'll be spending the year driving a 27-foot-long Wienermobile, going to 200 different events. You'll be serving as a brand ambassador for Oscar Mayer. Now, they're looking for people with a degree or experience in marketing or communications who are outgoing, friendly, and, of course, have a valid driver's license.
Do you need any experience driving oversized food?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. You go to the website Glassdoor. Check it all out there. And they'll link you to the Kraft Heinz website. Pays about $30,000 a year in all the wieners you can eat.
Wow.
How about that?
That is something else.
Yep. Hey, that's a good starter job.
Fresh out of marketing school. Yeah.
Just drive off in your Wienermobile.
Right.
There it is. That'd be a year you'll never forget.
That is very true.
Not at all. It's 8:32. And coming up, LBF. Drinking a gallon of water like Tom Brady. We'll see how she's doing. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Bob, LBF, and Brian, 836. Cloudy today. Maybe some rain showers, too, at a high of 40. And tonight, down to 30 with some just mostly cloudy skies. Overcast and 40 for tomorrow, but 40 for tomorrow. Not 44. Okay?
40. Maybe 44 in the summer.
Maybe will be. Saturday is going to be windy with periods of rain and 48. Not bad. Sunday, it's going to be partly cloudy and 42. But who cares? Football is on all weekend.
Ugh.
What?
I'm just, you know.
Playoffs?
It's just forever. And 60 minutes is always late. And I'm always like, come on!
You wait for that little tick, tick, tick,
yeah.
Tick, tick. Then you know your weekend's over.
Yeah,
that's why
like,
I don't watch that
yeah.
anymore. Brady's playing. Tom Brady.
Of course he is. Did you expect nothing less?
Yeah. We knew he was going to get to the playoffs. He's going to play the age-old Drew Brees, and he's older than Drew Brees.
How old's Drew Brees?
Is he 41?
It's the, yeah, the oldest matchup in the playoffs
yeah.
ever.
You heard the promo for it?
No.
Check it out.
On January 17th, 2021, the two oldest living human beings on planet Earth will battle for the opportunity to play in the NFC Championship. Which will probably be in Green Bay against that nice young man, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But for now, it's great Grandpa Drew and the New Orleans Saints versus the Big Bang himself, Tom Brady, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Only on history.
Followed by Ice Road Truckers after that. American Pickers.
Yeah. Well, last weekend was the game on Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
this weekend is the game on History Channel.
It's awesome. Yeah. There's a picture
hitting
of those
all the
guys.
Demos.
They both have white beards.
Yeah.
It's funny. But LBF today, you are Brady inspired. Look at you over there.
That.
You got this gallon jug.
I bought a gallon
and
jug.
It's not
so
hooch.
I can... No, it's not hooch.
Nice jug.
All right. You know what?
Well, it's labeled and everything.
Brian, it is.
Labeled. Right, I'm just, you know.
Tell us about your jug. if you would.
Well, it's very, you know what I like about this jug?
Yeah.
Is that it's very inspiring. It inspires you.
Yeah.
One, because it has stuff written on it.
You're trying to drink a gallon of water, right?
Yes.
That was your goal.
So when you fill it up, it says 7 a.m., ready, go. And then you go down, it says 9 a.m., and then it says, go for it. And then 11 a.m., believe in yourself.
Okay.
1 p.m., shoot for success. What I love about this is that it's acting as if I am running a marathon and I am just simply sitting and eating water. Drinking
now?
Water.
Are you shooting for success?
I am at shoot for success. I only have don't give up, almost there, and you made it to go.
Wow.
Right?
Nice. Look at you go. Like Brady.
I know.
How much does Brady drink?
He drinks like over 2 gallons a day when he's working out.
2 gallons.
That's a little extreme
sitting.
For normal people.
Yeah,
for sitting.
I'm not moving.
You've only had one bathroom break that we've counted.
I know, but I'm kind of dying.
Okay, good. I will wrap this up. Man, people are loving the picture of you, LBF, with that gallon jug.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Our Facebook page, it's the ROR Morning Show. People are just raving about what a
like
great
you.
Picture that is.
Like when Bob said to Brian. Oh my God, this is a great picture of LBF, Brian. What filter did you use?
Well, no, I didn't.
That's what you said. Yeah, that's exactly word for word.
I think it was
what you said. What filters? No, seriously. And then I was like, Bob, that is unbelievably insulting. He's like, oh, I didn't mean it. Brian, seriously, what filter did you use?
I think it was he was commenting on the crispness of the photo.
Hello.
I upgraded to the iPhone 12.
He couldn't believe that I looked that nice in a
mode.
Photo, so he needed to find out the filter as soon as possible.
It, it just looks really professional.
It's true.
It's awesome
true.
Picture.
True.
You look incredible. And I was
and
just
he just wants to know what magic, what magical app made that happen, and
right,
where can I
check
get
it out? Go to the ROR Morning Show.
Set a frame that and send it to Dave,
I mean,
your husband.
There's not a freckle
like
or
that.
Wrinkle. Is nothing.
Yeah.
A freckle or a wrinkle.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Flawless.
Well, because you saw me in person. Describe it, Bob.
Nope. I am.
Couldn't even fake it.
Amazon Echo and ROR Boston.
It's safe.
Open ROR. More at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.